Good morning, dear people of God. Praise the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 98, verses 1 to 4, 1 to 6. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth burst into jubilant song with music. My dear brothers and sisters, King Solomon, one of the wisest men who ever lived, once made this observation. In Proverbs 15:13, he says, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit." Or, "A merry heart works like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones," the other translation says. The medical profession has also long realized that happy people are the healthiest people. But how does one achieve that happiness or that joy? The child of God knows that it comes from living close to the Savior. And beyond that, joy experienced should also be joy expressed. It's very important. And this ought to be true in our individual lives as well as when we gather in our church services. True worship must have the ingredient of festal joy. The Psalms insist that we burst into jubilant song with music in verse 4, chapter 98, and that we praise our God with trumpet, with lute, harp, timbrel, and loud crashing cymbals. Too often, believers give the impression that the Christian experience is a cheerless journey of harsh self-discipline that must be painfully endured until the heavenly rewards are finally realized. Little joy or praise is evident in such a testimony. And that's not what God has called us to portray about the goodness and the greatness of God. There has to be joy. The Lord Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of peace, and kingdom of joy." In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 8 to 10, it records that let everyone righteous who seek the Lord rejoice. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the writer writes that, you know, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, I was reading, it was a beautiful scripture. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another." How? "In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Hallelujah. So consider thoughtfully, am I truly a joyful Christian? Does my life express the joy of the Lord? And if not, then ask God to change whatever may be lacking. Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you want to gain strength, if you want your inner man to be strengthened, experience joy of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with exuberant joy that you'll give him all glory. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you. Lord, we look around, oh Father, the birds in the air, the trees, the Lord, the new day that you have added into our lives. Abba Father, our hearts are filled with, Lord, gratitude and with joy. And Father, we are rejoicing, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against? If God is a Jehovah Jireh, our provider, why should I worry about tomorrow? If God is my Jehovah Rapha, my healer, then why should I be worried or be anxious about the affliction in my body? Because I know, for by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for that blessed assurance that your Holy Spirit gives into our spirit and into our heart and into our mind. Oh, Father God, and we thank you for the workings of the Spirit in our lives. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your people step out, oh Lord, into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands, they will go out joyfully in their heart, rejoicing, knowing that they have yet another day to praise the Lord, yet another day to live their life for Christ, yet another day to reach a languishing soul with the salvation of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. Yet another day that they will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. And we thank you for that, O God. We bless you. Bless them in their jobs, in their businesses. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness. And Lord, I thank you that prayer and praise is filling their hearts right now, O Lord God Almighty, and the deliverance is being experienced in their lives even right now as I speak. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we give you the praise for your healing that's flowing into the body of Christ. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.